Welcome to another episode of How to Sell Your Coaching with your host, the Coach's Coach, Wayne Sutton. We invite you to listen, enjoy, and implement these proven methods in your business today.
Hey guys, Wayne Sutton here, howtosellyourcoaching.com. A belated happy birthday to myself. So yesterday was my birthday and I learned a marketing lesson. I knew this lesson, but I saw it in action yesterday. And I want to bring it to you in your coaching, consulting, public speaking, course creation, business, whatever you're doing to reach people. Now, I have a Facebook account. I have a Instagram. I have a LinkedIn. Facebook, and we're going to talk about Facebook and LinkedIn. On Facebook, I had literally hundreds and hundreds of happy birthday messages. Some were the really quick HBD, which means, I'll tell you happy birthday, but you're not worth the effort to actually write out all the letters. But hey, I still appreciate it. Other people was, happy birthday, Wayne. Other people found memes, and some people wrote some personal messages. And I tried to read every one. There was hundreds. Made me feel good. But I tell you what I did see is that was every message, especially in LinkedIn. So in LinkedIn, I saw happy birthday. And LinkedIn will remind you. Say happy birthday too, just like Facebook will. And a lot of happy birthdays, I said thank you to as many as I could, many I missed. But the ones I didn't miss were the ones that said, happy birthday, a small birthday gift for you. Happy birthday, here's a gift for you. And then a little bit of copy. Yes, it was templated. It was a template. It was a copy and paste. I know that. But I really think in the beginning, at least two of them, actually, but some time, hey, really enjoy your podcast. I really enjoy what you're doing to help coaches or something. Here's a free gift. Now, one of the gifts, so I opened up every one of those I opened. Number one, you've got my attention, told me happy birthday. Number two, you complimented me. Number three, it's a gift, curiosity. Everybody loves gifts. So I opened up one was, and please, if you're listening to this, please just take this as great advice. It was horrible. It was giving away some free gifts, but the gifts were so outdated. Nothing that really made me go, yes. And it was asking for a name and email address. Wanted me to opt into an email list. But there was nothing really of substance or value there that related to me. But the one that really caught me, it said, hey, free birthday gift. And it was offering me a review of something and said, listen, this will come with no sales pitch. And they wanted to review my website. They wanted to review my funnel or whatever. And I know the funnel reviews. We do funnel reviews. I know there's always the option at the end to buy, and that's respectable. But I thought, hey, why not? Why not? Even though we do funnels, we build funnels, we review funnels, we have copywriters, we have all of this, why not get another person's opinion on one? Sure. Thank you. I'll take your birthday gift. Review this. Another one said, this was really cool. Thank you for all that you're doing. As a gift, I would like to promote you. Would you come on my podcast? Let us ask you questions. And when this is the promotion package, one was free. This is what we do. You'll be, you'll be on our podcast, publicity. Yay. That's all great. However, we have a publicity program for $300 that goes along with it. However, for only, this is the beautiful part, for only 50%, or for 50% off, because it's your birthday, for $150, we'll take this podcast and we'll send it out through these influencers, and they name the influencers, kind of like a shout out on LinkedIn and a shout out on, I think it may have been Instagram. Plus, we'll do $50 in Facebook ads and we'll send you all the metrics. I'm like, wow, okay, cool. So I'm going to get publicity, plus I can get some shout-outs. See, this, and it said, because this is your birthday, are you with me? Now, I have 5,000 Facebook friends. I don't have many connections on LinkedIn, a lot. So I can go through every day, and what if I offered that? What if I said, listen, whatever you're doing in your business, let me give you a free review. Let me do this. Now, the podcast, obviously, they had to know me. They had to see if there was some potential there that matched our podcast. But the point is, what if every morning you woke up? And let's just say there was five friends that had birthdays. Maybe you don't have enough friends yet or info, but I would say between Facebook and LinkedIn, you probably have 5, 7, 10. But let's just take the number five. And you have five friends 7 days a week. Now, remember, people have birthdays on Saturdays and Sundays. But every day you have five friends. And you said, hey, I want to wish you a happy birthday. And take just a moment to make it personal. And then say, hey, by the way, for your birthday, I'd love to give you this. I'd love to offer you this. I'd love to give you a free gift. And what if you could really give something of value? Okay? For instance, I have a sales and persuasion course that's we've sold it from anywhere from $300 to $1,000, but a $300 course. What if I said, listen, I want to give you the complete course, 100%. No upsells, sales for $300. I'd love to give you the course. I'll give you the login details if you're open. And if the ones that, what if one a day said, yeah, I'd love that. I'd probably get two or three a day. Okay, then great. I'll give it to you only if you promise to actually go through the course and give me a testimonial. Only if you'll go through the course and use it. Only if you'll go through the course and become a better person. Are you with me? Now I'm building goodwill with the person. Law of reciprocity. I've given them a course. Number one. Number two, this is your chance to show your expertise. Inside the course, I show them that I know how to use linguistics, anchoring, several things to build up emotional value and anchor it to my product or service. If they'll go through the course, they'll learn. Yay, they're learning stuff. Who's the expert teaching them? Who's the guru? Who's the person teaching them? And then obviously inside the course, take notes here. Inside the course, I have affiliate links. They don't have to use them at all. But if they click on the affiliate link, there's affiliate links for ClickFunnels. There's affiliate links for different products and services for some of our books. So again, I'm giving away and then I'm also receiving. Now, this is for your ideal audience. Now, what if everybody on your Facebook page doesn't fall in that niche? They're not going to hire you as a coach or consultant because they're not in your market. That's okay. Can you at least give them something? Can you find something to give them? Maybe you're a personal development coach. You help people with anxiety. You help people overcome breakthrough sessions and, you know, whatever you do. I don't know what you do for your business, but you give them something. You're a weight loss coach. You're a fitness coach. Whatever it is, can you give them something to them that will say, thank you. Just thank you for being born. Thank you for being on the page with me. Make sense? Okay. All right, guys. Go today. Send out a birthday wish. Give something. That, hey, Wayne, I would love your thoughts on what I want to give away. Hop on the phone with me. That'll probably take 5 minutes. I'll help you craft something. And again, 5 minutes, there's no going to, I promise you this. In fact, let's just jump past the sign-on page. Let's just be real. 5 minutes is about all I can spare, but 5 minutes. So 910-233-2511, 910-233-2511. Call me, text me, say, here's my idea. Help me craft it, Wayne, and I'll be happy to do that for you. Thanks a lot. Make it a great day. Go change lives and get wealthy doing it.
Thanks again for listening, and be sure to pick up your free resources to help build your coaching or consulting practice at howtosellyourcoaching.com.